I am. By recordings in progress.
All three. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, Monday, August 14th, 2023, 7 o'clock p.m. This is a meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission.
Roll call. Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill. Bruce Sill.
Here.
John Pittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino. Heather Buten. I had to think for a minute. Okay, we have a quorum. And there's Dennis.
Oh, there's Dennis. Yeah. Who said he might have?
We still haven't heard anything on a tax board member, though, right?
I
was the vacancy, right?
The tax board itself, and that didn't go well either.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Do we have any additions or deletions? And do we have the acceptance of the agenda if we have no additions or deletions?
Can I add that signage, Andy, to look into that? Or
for the yeah, you want to add that on? Yeah, sure. Sure. What number do we want to call that?
We're going to make it 8B.
8B?
Signage
at Payden? No, Payden. Payden, there's been scooters and bikes on the track. And Heather wants to know if we have proper signage. So we'll tack that up under 8B.
Nope.
Well, we do some, but we need to follow that up.
We'll note Ron Sill is here for the record.
Okay, Ron Sill is here. Okay.
7:03 p.m.
Ladies, start to call the council on there.
That's wrong too.
It's a party. Okay, is that the only addition that we have to the agenda? Is that the only addition that we have to the agenda? If there's no other, then we'll move on to the acceptance of minutes of May 8th, 2023. I know it's been a little while since we met. Has everybody looked over May 8th, 2023's minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
A motion.
Heather with a motion. We have a second? John, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Public portion. Do we have anybody from the public?
One person online.
Anybody from the public like to speak? Third time. Anybody from the public would like to speak in the public portion? If not, we'll move on to number five, the public portion. The correspondence. Correspondence? Any correspondence?
None.
Anybody else? None. Okay, we're all the way down to the director's report already.
Another agenda.
Okay. Okay, that's me. All right, Parks and Rec. I want to report on how we finished 22-23 the year, I think we finished rather strong. We had a rather hectic budget season, for sure. We had a couple big ticket items we had to pay for in the budget. And I think I did 20 transfers during the season time here, okay, in order. And there's those big ticket things are part of it. And just paying bills is the most of it, but we finished. We didn't spend under budget, and we took in $95,000 recreation receipts. So, and that right now is we got an opportunity to make that even better because we have some tenants at Ryan Field that are hoping that they're permanent, okay? And they're young adult. They consider themselves semi-pro, I believe, is what they call themselves. So they're adult. men's programs, which is just football games. They're the Valley Generals. They want to make Ryan Field their home. We have five soccer games scheduled in the fall. Saturday night soccer games from Olay. Have you seen the Olay signs? Okay. They want to make Ryan Field their home, and they have no problem with the field.
What do they call themselves?
Olay, O-L-E. So this is the kicker. The kicker is the money. Nobody knows about it because they can pay, and they're paying. So
full pay.
Huh?
Is the full pay?
Yeah, they're paying the fee.
Don't you imagine, we didn't get feedback yet from the Board of Aldermen
right.
on our proposals. Everybody yeah. remember, knows that, yeah. right? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, those are perfect tenants there, by the way, in my opinion.
Are both full pay?
Huh?
Are they both full pay?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're paying the $1,400.
Yeah, okay.
You know, what we ask.
Okay.
Right now, that does not seem to be an issue. Okay, so with the soccer people, we're looking into. I think we have a problem with our youth soccer. I think we're in trouble, and I think we need to inject some life. And this Olay group is going to help us with that. Listen, it's a home run for us. They got a lot of money, and I don't mean to say it like that. But they're not looking for any giveaways, okay? So we're working on that, okay? All right. Melissa's here from Pop Warner. You want to just they have two teams this year. This is part of my report. There's three now. Oh, okay, which is good. Is there anything? I didn't know that. You didn't make the agenda. So I wasn't sure that you were going to be here. So we didn't really prepare. Is everything okay with you and Little League as far as your arrangements?
Right now, yes. Okay. I thought, so how do I get on the agenda? Because I thought you were putting this on.
Yeah. Well, there's an email that didn't get to you, Karen, that from me. And it was, were you guys on? I mean, listen, this meeting was kind of like fledgling. It wasn't really, we didn't know really what was going to happen. So,
okay,
we can open the
we can reopen the the additions under number three. And what are we calling it?
Top order discussion.
It's under 8C.
Okay, we have a motion to accept that, to put it on as 8C.
So second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So move. Okay, it'll be on under 8C.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Dennis, please.
Well, anyway, there was a little concern for the arrangement at the field house with Little League and Top Warner. Historically, what happened 25 years ago, that field house was a seasonal field house. And Pop Warner, under the guidance of Ronnie Sloan, at the time, they had like five teams. They were bringing in computers. They wanted to keep that building open year round. So we agreed to it. However, they took over payment of the electricity, the utilities. And that's where it stands. But that's how it got that way, all right? And they agreed to split the utilities. And is that okay today?
Yes. There are more expenses that I don't fully understand that I'm learning about. And I'm not completely prepared with what I would have brought that I know. I just left football when I found out this was happening and lays down there. So I apologize. I'm not fully prepared with the exact numbers. However, in addition to the utilities,
we have you on an 8C, so Dennis can finish his.
Yes, I'll figure out exactly. Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. So I guess I wasn't done. All right, four programs for us: baseball, Payton Field, pretty strong activity there with baseball. Obviously, our right field will house boys football, girls soccer, boys soccer, cross country. It will be a very busy facility. Pop Warner will be there as well. I talked about the tenants, our new tenants that we hope that we secure and get involved with.
How many people did you have on that summer program? I was going to take a note and I forgot.
130.
130?
That's tomorrow's the last day. That program is that's going to need a real shot in the arm next year, budget wise. I'm not even going to tell you. When those kids started walking in, as many as they did, that caused a panic for me because we're understaffed. And if anything happens, I'm in big trouble.
What was it last year? You remember what last year was?
90.
Okay. That's,
it goes down because it's a long, tedious program. But, for starters, we fixed everything and we did it right so that we were covered with personnel. And tomorrow's the last day.
Okay. That's pretty good that you got by that when you first had mentioned, I said, well, that's a big jump.
You know what? The budget was asked for the budget to keep it tight. All right. So it was a risk. When you take a risk, you got to have a plan B. And there was one. We executed immediately. But whatever. That's it for me.
All right, so Jen did not make it here, right?
She's not online either, right?
No, okay. Okay, so we'll go to number eight. Number eight was a request by Sal Fraschino, member of the commission, on the Wittick Park. And I think he has mentioned this several times in the past about some issues. I'm looking over this stuff, and I'm not sure. I'm sure Dennis can tell me better, or somebody here can tell me better, who's in charge of what. You know what I mean? Like, we usually do the soccer fields, the booking of the soccer fields and stuff.
Looking at most of this, it's public works.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. When I got all the way down to the end of it, because I'll read them off so that we're aware of what it is that's concerning Sal. He's saying that we need some guardrail repairs, grass cutting at the water's edge, weed trimming inside spillway and along stone wall, post and rail repairs and staining, stump grinding. He said some pine trees were cut down and that they're just laying there, I guess. Littering, garbage pickup, overnight parking, he said was a real problem. Complete the lighting of the brick pump station and spillway. Now, does that all fall under the Parks and Recs? Do we know that?
It does. However, it's one of those difficult to explain. Technically, for sure, this commission administrates the property.
Oversees it.
Public Works has a huge presence. They're in for everything you're talking
about. Well, let me throw this out there then for the members. What I think we should do is, if the overnight parking issue, we should be the ones who come up with some signage. Now, that's technically city property, so private property. So we should be able to post it, no parking after certain hours. Is that correct?
I guess so.
So get lots of stuff. But I think he's talking about it in the front too, right? You know where we along the roadway.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Well, it is
along the road
because that's what he's talking about.
It's the same because most of the time they do lock the gate.
Yeah,
the gate is locked primarily.
Yeah, but that's not really public parking for 24 hours. Yeah. So we should be able to post that for hours. Is that?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's posted well.
Okay.
It's like everything in our.
Okay. Well, let me throw that out there then. Dennis, could you take a look at that, please, and see if we can upgrade the signage? And I think what I'll do with the rest of this is send a letter to the Public Works Director telling him what our concerns are and that the board has been taken up at the board.
Brought to us.
Right. And yeah, brought to us. So I'll send them a letter advising them what the concerns are. If the members feel that that's appropriate, I'll go ahead and do that as the first step. Does that work for everybody?
I want to go back to the signage.
Yes, go ahead.
Basically, that's always been, we've never done anything with it. People have always parked there. So, I mean, if we're going to change it,
I'm not sure that they always park there.
I think the
people that are parking there are multifamily homes, and they're using that as their parking spot. Mm-hmm. And I think that could end up some liability for the city of Durban.
But we've never enforced it, is what I'm saying.
I think we have to
should read no parking dawn, dusk to dawn. It'll spell it right out.
Right. Vehicles will be towed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we already, like Dennis said, if the signage was already supposed to be that, then we may have to modify it so it's a lot clearer.
But the park is dusk to dawn already.
Yes.
So the parking should also...
Your parking should be the same because that's the liabilities of leaving vehicles there all night and everything. I don't think is in our best interest. So if that's okay with that, I don't think we need a vote on that. I think it's just something we can go ahead, send a letter.
Yeah.
And Dennis, you can check that out and let us know what you think at the next meeting, okay?
But like when it comes to enforcement, how is that?
Well, the police department will have to enforce
the police department.
Because then it becomes an offense.
They can't enforce it if there's no sign.
Yeah, right.
Once you tell somebody to get out.
Does it require some kind of...
I think we already have a policy about the parks, right? So in our policies manuals, we already have that there's just no parking from
all city property. You know, we're putting up the signage, and then you make the cops aware.
I mean, it's little things that need to be tweaked. But if these things are not happening, I'm sure that the Public Works Director would be a little concerned about getting that moving. And that may help us to get this cleared up. Because my understanding are people are interested in taking their kayaks out on the water and fishing and stuff like that. So if this is interfering with them, we're taking away some recreation that people in the city of Derby would like to use. So
time to get action on anything these next few months. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
Somebody will.
So always wanted to. We're all thinking they just spoke out.
All right, so we can move on to 8B, because that's clear what we're going to do with that.
I didn't come in time for 8B, so I don't know what it is.
Well, 8B was Heather brought it up, and we added it to the agenda on signage on the field. The football field, pretty much where they are.
Right? Yeah, the track.
The track that people are driving scooters and bicycles on there. And we want to be sure that the signage is valid on both sides, so it's clear. Actually, I don't even think that we need to take up a vote on that. Once again, I got to put it in.
Curious. We need more. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm almost positive there's one on the library side.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I don't know where it is. I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, there is a lengthy one on that side, but I think you're right. Once again, Dennis, I hate to say it, but if you could take a look at that as soon as we could, if it needs more signs, we definitely need to do that as soon as possible.
I mean, I hate to do it because I know why people are doing it. They're bringing their young kids, but while they walk, but it's ruining the track.
Well, it's fun, but I don't remember right off the top of my head what the policy is. I know we have policies for it.
Does it ruin the track or not?
I guess it's not, the best for it, I guess. I don't know really why it's not permitted. It could be some many reasons. The liability, I don't know. You have the pumps and, the track itself.
No bikes, right?
Can't see a bicycle while there is a track. But I don't know.
Well, you get a lot of bikes on here together.
Listen, there's a reason why
I'm down there.
Well, I think it isn't so much that is if they drop it.
Uh-huh.
If they fall off the bike and it digs into the ground, I think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. No, listen, there is a sign. It's not permitted.
Yeah. Well, if if our policy, and I'm pretty sure it's in the policy, no bikes or wheeled vehicles.
If we have a policy, it should be enforced.
Right, that's because right.
That we were given this property from the state and from the generosity of Mrs. Baden, we should want to enforce the rules.
Yeah, I don't think.
But we should also want to enforce taking care of it.
I don't think we're arguing that or anything. It's just a matter of that's. I'm just questioning because I don't know right off the top of my head exactly how it reads, but I'll look it up.
And does it ruin it? You know, does it ruin it? Like,
I don't know the exact answer.
Yeah,
I would say probably not just using it, but like I said, if you fall or something, now you're.
I think it was based upon recommendations.
Exactly.
When we were on the committee.
Bonkers, that's
right. Sure. That's the big thing. It's taken away from what it's meant to be for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a pretty simple one because it's posted on one side. We can easily, post it on both sides to make it look like it's pretty.
And all these things we're piling on you. You can just give us a report next month. And if you need help during the month,
call Ron. You got his number, right?
Yeah. And don't worry. They're trying to order signs, the other big signs. So.
Now's the time.
Well, it would probably make sense to try to get
right
in the order. If there's other directional signs,
they don't blur it out one.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying while they're making the order, if they find money,
it's like $12,000 left. They're just trying to find it. It was there. We found the account now that it was in, but where it happened to it, where it got moved to, is another thing I heard. But there was about $12,000, plenty for the signs we were looking for.
Tag is 14, or the money is 12. Price tag's 14 and change.
Yeah. Probably higher.
If you get them all.
Yeah. Got to start somewhere.
I don't know.
I know Doc got involved and was trying to get some grant money, additional money for the signs and this and that, but I never heard about that either.
That's good. Find out. Okay. Well, anyways, Heather, that's how we took it up. So I hope that helps. That's a good point, though.
I understand why people do it, but.
Well, you see them on there, and there's a lot of walkers on there. It is kind of inconvenient when bikes and stuff are driving around.
Yeah. Then there'll be scooters, and there'll be boards, and then there'll be.
I did notice the other day, not being a police officer any longer, I did notice that we're having a bunch of the scooters going through town. Have you heard them yet? Six, eight, 10 at a time, zipping around the streets. That's a problem. You can't even see them when they're coming because they're below the car levels. I don't know if anybody's noticed it. Not that that has anything to do with this, but that may be a new change. And you know why I'm mentioning it? Because all those parks would be a concern for us. We don't want these bikes getting off the road and getting on any of our public parks.
Absolutely.
So we want to be alert to that. We want to make
it a place to hang out.
Yeah. Okay.
Wittick Park fields were all repaired and all is nicey nice now.
Say that again.
Wittick Park fields that were damaged in the spring, they're all nicey nice 100%. Now.
100%. That's enough rain.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Okay, so we're down to number 8C. Pop Warner discussion.
Thank you. So,
your name, please. Okay.
So, I have been involved with Pop Warner now on board for a year and a half, newly appointed president as of January. So, as I've take it over, trying to understand the financials of the program to make sure we have health in our financials, I realized that we have quite an expense, number one, in the use of the Little League Fieldhouse. So that was probably the number one reason that I came to Dennis about potentially moving out of that space and moving down into a small space with a catering if possible. So I reached out to Dennis, and Dennis had talked about bringing it to this committee. So we have an expense for the use of the Little League Fieldhouse. It's $350 a month, in addition to utilities. So it comes to a bit over $5,000 a year, and this has been for years. Imagine that's quite a bit of money for a youth program, and it cuts into our costs quite a bit. In addition to reasons wanting to move to DeFilippo Field. I thought it would be advantageous to the program for our kids to see the high school team practice before them. We'd be starting our practice when the high school finished, so there would be that connection to our high school program made. In addition to with the kids, with the adults, our Pop Warner kids would meet the high school coaches and the players and get to watch the end of their practice. And, you know, who wouldn't love anything more than to have those kids idolize those boys at the high school and feel inspiration to want to be part of the program. You know, we think this isn't just about football and football games. This is about more for Derby. And so based on the costs.
How many months are you talking? 350?
Well,
okay.
So, yep. You said 350 and utility?
Yes.
So, can you describe a utility payment?
Sure. We're splitting the cost of Little League. So, there's UI, there's gas, there's internet.
Okay. So, 350 just goes to Little League?
Correct.
And you don't know what they do with that?
I'm told it goes to a joint. There's two UI bills. One we split with Little League for the building, and one we pay ourselves for the lights on the field. So that's not a lot. It's only for a couple of months. Not a big deal. But the cost of the building is quite a bit. And we don't need that much space. We don't have a lot of equipment. There's a lot of stuff in that room that I could clean out and consolidate. And we wouldn't need that much space to store our equipment for the off season.
Well, a couple of things I'd like to bring up. Number one is every one of the people that we support, every one of the groups that we support should come before this board each year with this kind of information. What do we give Pop Warner? You know, off the top of your head?
$6,000 this year.
So the city of Derby does provide you with $6,000 plus you do get a building. I'm putting that out there because when each year when people come to request something, this should be when we're setting our budget. And each one of these for next year, each one of the people that we support in this, Pop Warner and Little League and everybody, should come here before the board with the kind of request that you're making tonight, so that we can get a real handle on, because that's one group, Pop Warner, Little League. But when you start adding in how many do we have total, it starts to get very expensive for the city. And we do try to provide whatever we possibly can to any agents, any team that's looking for it. So you can see where we would be coming from too. And I recognize you're new at this too. So it's a little bit, it is.
Right.
I guess
the question is the city's intention for that money to be put towards a building and utilities expenses? Is that what that intent is for?
I don't think we tell you what to do with it, Dennis.
Yes, we kind of do.
Okay, go ahead.
We request receipts for playing football for Derby Pop Warner. $6,000. We just got an invoice for $3,400 for refurbishing all their equipment. Okay, $6,000 is like this towards football.
Yeah.
So we stay away from trophies and all the hoopla. We go for action, and that's what we want from them. And there's plenty of it. It's not that hard, but that's what we ask.
So we could get the same thing from Little League?
Yes, yes. You're not going to give us, you know, jackets for the coaches.
Yeah. What's Little League get? Same amount?
Little League is.
I don't have the budget, otherwise I'm just curious.
Little League.
Eight.
Pop Warner was at 9. They're on the. I mean, listen, you got to raise.
The more kids we have, the more you've increased it.
Well, you know, they had a rebuild. How many kids do you have this year? I'm sorry.
Right now, we have about 70 for football and over 100 for cheer.
Great.
And we're only off for about 2 months at this point. We're running clinics all year for these kids. So
you have more cheerleaders than football players, huh?
Yeah, so we started football last year.
Yeah.
We have the same amount of football players as we did last year, but we condensed it to 3 teams so that they could.
I agree with that.
We got a bunch of kids.
I would rather be stronger.
Look at the numbers. It's just
less teams.
Yeah.
So anyway, as far as this is concerned, we don't know anything about the original plan was, Karen, remember, we would have a special meeting with Little League as well, okay, which we still need to do, so that we could put it all on the table and come up with a plan. This commission may decide that that building may, you may want to get more involved with the administration of that.
Yes. So I remember when it burned down, I was part of the people that built it back up. And it was 50% came from Little League and 50% came from Florida. So I have no idea why in this 350 is sitting here.
But you're looking to move to another location, is what you're saying.
No. Unless the arrangements could be changed.
Listen, that's not, well, sorry.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's very good. There's really no place for them. Well,
I'm asking the question. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the
Sunday is their day, and it's the whole place is theirs. Right. If you went by Ryan Field right now, you can't even breathe up there. I don't know if anybody
okay.
did. And they're upstairs. They're yeah. not there.
Because you're not prepared. In fairness to you, what I think we should do is appoint a committee with Dennis and two other members. And have that committee meet with you and with Pop Warner and with Little League, and have them come back at the next meeting with some suggestions on or directions that they believe we should be going. Does that sound like a good move on that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, who would like to be on that?
I'll be on.
John?
I'll do it if you want
to. John and who?
Me?
Heather.
You? Okay, I didn't know.
Okay. And Dennis, oh, you question. Also, obviously.
Yeah. Now, do you run the stand when you're there?
You don't need to both. Okay. Just do that.
Yes. Listen, it's really, she knows. You know that it's already tight.
Yeah. It is. It would be a matter of figuring out logistically how to make that our primary space and up top our backup so that the kids are on that field more often than not.
Yeah, but they still would be on the field anyways, would they not?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the connection with the high school.
Yeah. You really can't get there for practice right now. You could until once the high school gets gone.
They're done at 6. We start at 6. And I would start at 6:30 if I had to, just to give them a chance to get out. And there are games. There are soccer games where there would be days we wouldn't be able to go down there. But more often than not, field open.
But It's good that's the intent, but Pop Warner is always, and Little League too, is always worked towards getting the kids into the school. So that in itself is not a unique thing. It's just that we've got to be careful that we don't have people overriding over the top of each other.
If the field's available, there's field availability and the kids being on the field, and then there's relocation.
But
that's the difficulty. Bringing them down to the field as much as you want, as long as it's empty. And we talked about it. Yeah. You know that you can do it.
You're saying there's no space to store in Hayden? I was told that there was originally plans for Pop Warner to be housed there. I have no one to tell me why that died and why that didn't happen.
Let me explain that. I was on one of the committees, and I think most of us were on either one committee or the other. I don't know, Dennis, you were on the football one, yeah, and I was on the building committee, and there were so many suggestions that, I mean, there had to be 100 suggestions that never came to fruition. So even though that may have come up, and I'm sure it shows in a minute someplace, because we met quite a bit, the actual space itself, we'd have to really take a close look at. I think it's a lot tighter than what you might think. So I think with the two members and Dennis and yourself and Little League, I think that you guys could take a close look at that. I mean, the fact is, if the space doesn't exist, it'll be a no. If the space does exist and it seems reasonable, well, then we can really talk about it. But I think that's one of those things that you have to remember. Everybody in the city of Derby, when you have something new, wants to get in there. And we dealt with that a lot on the committees, too, because we realized everybody wanted to be in the building. We couldn't put everybody in the building. It was impossible. So the Board of Education got the first preference over almost everything, which is normal. That's good. But whatever reason, they do not have that. That's not their field. It still belongs to us, believe it or not, even though they did a lot of work to get us where we are.
I do have one question while I'm here for this committee. We had some issues last year with parking and the need for police presence. I would like to have a police officer at all of our home games to help with traffic and any issues or situations. Any issue with me doing that? I'm going to pay for it. I don't feel comfortable not having it at this point.
Okay.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Even with the school things, they decide how many they need. They make that decision.
That helps everything, our property, everything. So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We've got enough problems on the sidelines to manage them. I can't see a parking lot to chase people down for parking.
Yeah. Sure.
Especially since you can't just scooter anymore to go back and forth.
That's easier to argue with. Come on.
Well, golf cart's probably okay.
We have a lot of parents that switch shoulders.
Well, I can't remember what the sign says. It's something that...
It's not really...
Well, usually...
Is it going to ruin...
I think a bicycle can run into you a lot faster than a stroller would.
Like, I would think the scooters and the strollers hurt the track more than the bikes. Because the bikes have the...
There's a reason for it. I just don't remember.
If it's in the policy, how we operate up there, then we have to abide by it. Because otherwise, we'd be changing things.
Discussed. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Just pull that out.
You got the policy up there?
No.
There was a lot of people that were dealing with the tracks and the fields that gave the recommendation. So.
Yeah. I have it somewhere. But
I mean, it was certainly much discussion.
Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Before you leave, though, make sure you get their numbers, or however you're going to do this to me, or you get her number, or however you're going to do it. Then.
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you can let us know what you guys feel when you come out the other side.
It has to be after 5:30. Perfect. Only because I'm up at Griffin right now, so.
I think I have you, right?
Okay.
All right, you have me, then call me. Yeah, I think I have.
I don't think we have anything else.
That's it. Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, no opposition.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
thank you.
7:38.
Oh, this is nice. This is really nice.
We want to provide the best we can recreation for everybody, but we have to really take a close look at that. Those kind of things.
That is that too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Night.